Hollywood's biggest night, the Oscars, are this weekend. And predictably, most of the buzz is about the acting honors and the horse race for Best Picture. But there is a whole community in Los Angeles that'll be watching for the lesser-known winners. People found not on billboards, but deep, deep in the credits. That includes excellence in sound and video editing and achievements in set design and visual effects that can make or break a feature film. With more now, we turn to Frances Anderton. She's the host of DNA on KCRW, and she's got this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So let's start with the visual aspect of film. Frances, in this age of computers and CGI, how important are things like set design?
Well, what one's finding with the creation of movies today is the team has expanded to include everyone from those that are moving tangible stuff around a stage through to the teams and teams of people who are sitting at computers realizing extraordinary special effects.
I mean, I think it goes without saying the computers are a part of design in many aspects, not only of film, but in our lives, correct?
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
If you're not in the industry, mm-hmm. if you're not one of the many hundreds, if not thousands, of Angelinos that is involved with the design aspect of movies, many of us are not fully aware of what the role is. And just listen to Nelson Coates. He's president of the Art Directors Guild, and he explains their job.
You get a script and it will say the upscale doctor's office or the sleek law firm or the futuristic space station. And then we have to figure out what that is. Literally, the sets, props, costumes, hair, makeup, special effects, stunt rigs, vehicles, creature effects, all those visual elements, how do you suggest more to that story?
What he's talking about is the extent to which every detail, the shirt you wear, the spectacles you might wear, the pen you have in your hand, these are all thought through by the members of the visual design team, be it the costume designer or the colours behind you. What do they say about your mood in this scene? And one of the questions, as I understand it, that's kind of asked is, to what extent does the staging or the scenography create character, or the reverse, does character to create the setting? So these are incredibly integrated, and when a film is successful, it's been integrated very well. When it's less successful, you may have more style than story, or the reverse.
Well, Frances, what are the movies that we're talking about then that best exemplify the importance of production design in film? What are we talking about this year?
Well, we're talking about five films, and they are Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Shape of Water, then Beauty and the Beast, and Blade Runner 2049. The first three I mentioned, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, and The Shape of Water, happen to also be up for Best Picture. That is not always necessarily the case. You have a movie, sometimes you have movies that get into the best production design category because they are simply visually stunning. What I will say, you may have already noticed this, Steve, is none of those five is contemporary. This seems to be a kind of trend in the way the nominations work. Again, here's Nelson Coates with the Art Directors Guild.
They all have their complexities, but somehow voters always tend to go toward the showy or the things that are so obviously designed because everyone can understand, oh, they had to create every bit of that from scratch.
If we were making a film about you sitting in the KCRW studio, mm-hmm. even if the designer has to find and source every element, it doesn't look quite as stunning as a movie that is set in fantasy land or sci-fi
with
land.
This giant design that's made for the eye, that's eye candy, if you will.
Sure, and everything imagined rather than sourced from an idea of reality.
Any picks? Do you have any ideas, any thoughts on who's going to win? Who's going to come out ahead?
Well, Steve, I'm not an expert.
Not to put you on the spot, Frances.
I'll tell you what I have read. Mm. There's plenty of people who are betting on this, and Shape of Water and Blade Runner 2049 are the front runners. But anyway, I have to say, you know how I love architecture. So I did find Blade Runner 2049 completely amazing to look at.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.